Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I'm titling today's show, Politics is Poison. And I'm going to share with you, and this came from a conversation yesterday, and I'm sure many of you are either in these conversations or listening to these conversations or maybe having these conversations with yourself. But sometimes you need to just not defend yourself. And I'm speaking of Donald Trump. He's fallen into a trap. And I want to address that a little bit. I kind of skimmed over it just a little yesterday. But it's not going to go away because the media is not going to let it go away. So I want to address it just a little bit. Not defending Donald Trump. Please don't think that I'm defending him. Not really. Donald Trump is in a heap of trouble. And of course, this is all they're talking about over his defensive remarks at the Gold Star Parents cons. Yesterday afternoon, I was asked on Facebook by a Trump supporter, how are we going to win if he keeps putting his foot in his mouth? This is horrible. And she was upset about what he had said. And so she was taking a shout out in private messages to a certain group of patriots that she considers friends. And I won't defend his defense of himself. That's what I'm saying. But I will try to put it in a perspective politically. Why was the family mad at Donald Trump in the first place? And why were they on stage at the Democrat convention? Because of his stance on the refugees and the immigrants coming into this country, which is what they once were. So we can kind of understand them being a little offended. So they believe what the media has portrayed Donald Trump to be, a bigot and a racist. I don't believe this. I do not see his stance in that way. I see a man who believes we have to stop the bleeding. We're allowing too many to enter this country, and we are being infiltrated by the enemies. Easy peasy, right? I mean, that's easy to understand, but so as I say, if he's a racist and a bigot, to only allow one group of immigrants not to enter, then I say, and I've said this before on the air, then simply close off to all for a period of time until we can properly vet or properly prepare a place for these refugees, but not a place in our country, as they have declared war against us. Now, that wasn't mentioned by the family, the Gold Star family. They're suffering, they're in pain, they have great loss. The Khan family paid the ultimate price, the ultimate sacrifice, losing a son. I have five, I can't imagine losing one. He fought for freedom. And I can understand and I appreciate their anger, but not at Donald Trump. They too should stand back and look at the picture. They support Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton voted for the Iraq War, and their son died in the Iraq War. Hillary's and others at that time, the policies, have created the mess we're in at this time, that we're even considering that we need to shut off the borders, that we need to control the immigration, the immigrants that are coming in here a little tighter. We created that ghost, so to speak, the Trojan horse of hate. And Hillary is willing to continue the infiltration and put all American lives at risk. Donald Trump needs to be a little more sympathetic. And if he was, he could have done so by not addressing the Khan family. Don't defend yourself. But the reality of the situation, you can address that. And how it is Hillary that set this up and is willing to continue to put all Americans' lives at risk. Don't go after the family. Go after the truth. Let's talk about the respect that Hillary has for the Gold Star families and mothers. It was back, and I remember this. I went and I Googled it. I did a search on it. I know you get upset with me for using Google, but I use Google and I use a couple of others. And in 2000 or 2001, she refused to meet with a group of Gold Star mothers. It was also on Snopes that was not true, but it was true because I remember it. I remember my mentor, Derry Brownfield, talking about it. And it came from numerous news sources. Snopes is not always correct. She refused to meet with the Gold Star mothers, but yet she had this couple on the platform for the Democrat convention. Did you notice that the Democrat convention was completely portrayed differently than it was the last time? When they booed God, all of a sudden they have this faith. We need to show love. Hillary lies about everything. And I am sick of her political games and maneuvers. And that's exactly what this was. She was using that couple's grief. And Donald Trump needs to not fall into the traps this woman and her campaign team continue to weave. Don't trust them. Stand back and look at the bigger picture. And the bigger picture is that family's grieving over a legitimate loss. What caused that loss? Bad policies in D.C., which Hillary was connected to. Many have bought into her lies, be it in the grief and pain, or the want for free stuff, and the liberal land of utopia, which will never, ever exist. So let's talk today about the lies. Let's talk about the parties. Let's talk about how confused and fallen this nation has become. Donald Trump didn't take this nation down. He's never served in office. The Clintons have. The Bushes have. Mitt Romney has. Kasich has. Cruz has. Paul Ryan has. John McCain has. And the list goes on and on and on. Look at the mess. Look at the danger. Look at the lack of jobs. The huge debt. Look at who has been in office for a long time. Not the Donald. There will be no truth from the Democrat candidate. Let's have truth from the new Republican candidate. Truth does set you free. Let's just use that and leave the other distractions and the traps alone. That's my advice, my motherly advice to Donald Trump and all of you. All of you who were angry at him. He said the wrong thing. He did the wrong thing. He fell in a trap. He needs to know better. Who of us haven't done that before? Yeah, I know, we're not in front of the political arena. He's not a politician. Hillary is very seasoned at her lying and her traps. Recognize that. They portrayed her to be something she's not at the Democrat convention. We're going to discuss a little bit of that because I'm not necessarily so much for Trump as I am against Hillary. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. It's time to go back to school with Tupperware. That's right. Tupperware can help you get your student ready for school, whether it's kindergarten, elementary, high school, or off to college. The convenience of airtight, watertight containers can store just about anything you need to keep protected. School lunches, Eco water bottles, which are great if you're a walker, a jogger, or a biker, too. Soup mugs, cereal bowls, sandwich containers. Store those pens and pencils. Keep your makeup store, carrying soap and shower needs back and forth. Q-tips, cotton balls, containers for everything. Tupperware is versatile, efficient, affordable, and economical. Stow, go, store, stay. Keep your items neat, organized, safe, and dry. Tupperware is going back to school with you. Let Beth Mitchell be your Tupperware consultant. Remember, Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. Contact Beth today at bethmitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4922.
David Keeston, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And we have returned. The title of today's show is Politics is Poison. Have you figured that out yet? So, excuse me. The beginning of the show, I had my monologue all about Donald Trump and the trap that he fell for and gave him a little motherly advice. I don't know if he'll take it or not. Probably not. Hillary is good at setting traps. Look who she has on her campaign, people. She used old Debbie Wasserman Schultz for Wassergate, and then she hired her. She got in a pickle, so she hired her. And I believe that both of these cause quite a bit of stir and trouble. Just like the GOP, they pick and they choose who they're going to put on the platform, who they're going to have speak, and what they're going to portray. Hillary's biggest problem is how we perceive her. So instead of changing her evil ways, her lying ways, she's going to get all these people up there to tell lies about her. Not buying it. Wasn't buying it. But the Gold Star family, mother and father, they were put on stage for a different purpose. Not to lie about Hillary, but to show their anger at Donald Trump and his bigotry as they see it. They're hurting. They're grieving. She thought nothing of using them. She lied to the mothers to the mother of the young man that was killed in Benghazi. She had no problem lying about that. And she has no problem using somebody's grief. So while Donald Trump should have avoided the trap, look and see what really took place. Who was truly the disrespectful one? It was Hillary Clinton. She set that couple up. She set them up. Maybe they were willing players, I don't know. But she set them up. Well, I mentioned yesterday Chris Wallace's interview with Hillary, and I thought he didn't back her in a corner enough. I'm sure he's not allowed to back her in the corner. But how do you back a liar in the corner? The only way to do that is with the truth, which they did. And it was even noticed, can you believe it? It was even noticed by the liberal media. The Democrat nominee, Hillary Clinton, has been severely criticized for her insistence on Fox News Sunday that FBI Director Comey, James Comey, said her statements on her email scandal were truthful. You know, it's all in how you phrase things. He did not say she was truthful. What he said was, let's quote this, see if I can find this out. While Comey did say to Congress there was no evidence she lied to the FBI, remember they didn't interview her, that it is not the same as saying she told the truth to the American public, which was the point of Wallace's question. Well, Hillary told Wallace several times, you need to look at all the things that I say. You know, Hillary, we are. And you lie all the time. And people see that. But you know what the real problem is? That they don't take it serious. They don't take what she says, her lies, serious. Why would anyone, left, right, in between, up, down, sideways, why would anyone think it's okay that she lost these emails? Why would anyone think it's okay that she lied about Benghazi? Why would anyone think it's okay that she told the mother? We're going to get the guy who did this, this video that caused this violence. And later we find out she knew all along that wasn't the truth. She told Chelsea what really happened. Oh, it'd been a rough day. Been a rough day for Hillary. Well, it's a rough life for all those that have to live without their loved ones, including the cons. Hillary doesn't care. And it amazes me how women will follow her because she's the first female to be elected in a major party. She's not the first female to run for president. It's a slap in your face, ladies. This woman has lied and bought and bribed her way to the candidacy. Even during the convention, it was exposed how she took it from Bernie. Oh, they said, well, she had enough without that. Well, what went on prior to that to give her all that without that? We're going to go to Therese from Pennsylvania. Therese, how are you today?
Oh, I'm fine. Yourself, Beth?
I'm doing okay.
Good.
What's on your mind today?
With regard to the situation of the comment that Donald Trump made, okay? Uh-huh. First of all, I'd say that where was his vice president and where was his staff? It would have been better to simply say that he is taking a position that because of Sharia law and how it looks at our society, okay, we can't tolerate people coming in, committing heinous acts of violence, and then standing behind some religious belief in order to get away with it. Now, that would have been appropriate, and if his people would have handled the thing situation better, Donald wouldn't have gotten into trouble here.
Right.
But, however, more important than that, what the American public saw, hidden in open view, okay, when you saw that woman hunched over with her head down, there's no doubt that she was grieving for her boy.
Yes.
We won't get into that at this point. That's a different issue. okay, where she just said one line, one word out of line that was not approved by the male there, okay, when she got back to the cave or the cavern or wherever they live, the mullah would have said, well, dear, you've got three choices. We can either split your throat, disembowel you, or stone you to death. It was Sharia law right in the face of the American public.
Well, and Trump saw it. No one else did.
Yes, I know. But the thing is, he should have set, he should have had his people there. You have to realize, and I think the guy is our 21st century Teddy Roosevelt. Okay, I think he can do the job.
He's a rough rider, that's for sure.
That, there's no doubt about it.
A rough talker.
But the point being is that we are in a battle to save the Confederated Republic, known as these United States.
Mm.
That's what's at stake for not just you and I, but for all of those people that are going to be here long after we're gone. Okay, and if Hillary gets in there with all of her nonsense, and it is a nonsense, they're very serious.
Okay.
She wants a parliamentary democracy like England, and she has said that back when she was in the White House as the First Lady. Okay, that's what we should have here.
We should keep
Australian gun control here.
We should keep telling the people about her her thesis for college and how she follows, and that's how she has lived her life with socialistic views.
Well,
and that's
what
she wants, is a socialistic state.
Hillary Clinton was a Rodham. That's her family name, okay? And the Rodhams were devout Soviet fascists. They were the first of family in the United States, really, take the heinous qualities of both socialism and fascism and combine them into one. And that's what we're up against today.
Yes.
All right? So she's a culmination. She's the point of the spear at this point, really. Okay? Dodo, who is in the White House right now, basically, he basically just opened the door for all of this. That's all there was to that. Okay.
Well, we've been leaning this way for a long time, even with the Republican policies.
Ooh.
They've all been going for this warm, fuzzy stuff, and they're greedy. They're greedy
anymore. That's the problem.
Yeah,
they're
greedy.
Oh, no doubt about it.
And that's what they want. They have this this false security that I think is shaken right now because of what Trump has done, and what I said yesterday. He's attacking, and he has brought up what is making them very, very wealthy, and that's the trade, bad trade deals for America, good trade deals for them.
Oh, yeah.
And the immigration. They go hand in hand. I am convinced of it. They go hand in hand.
Okay, well, let me let you go so other people can call.
All right. Thank you, Teresa. I appreciate it so much. We're going into another break. Your calls are welcome. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I have an article here which is at the Republicans. I'm going to go at them a little bit. But it's from a gentleman. I lost it here. But he was a senator, and he ran Alfonso D'Amato. And I'm going to share what he says in this article. And he's attacking Cruz and Kasich, who he supported, and some of these other Republicans for not standing with the Republican Party. Well, you know how I am about the party, but I think this year it's crucial. 877-895-5410. I could be wrong, and I will say when it's all said and done that I am. 877-895-5410.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Lexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
What every American needs to know about the Quran, a history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order on the website at csctalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
Wow, did you see that? I think somebody had some work done, like a facelift. No, not Beth Ann, her website. Yep, CSC Talk Radio has had a facelift for sure. A new logo and a new fresh look. Visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio is a coalition of conversations between Beth Ann, you, and all America. So the look incorporates all America, from sea to shining sea. Beth Ann is truly in the middle of the nation, reaching out to all America as she continues her journey to bring America home. Join in the conquest for truth on CSC Talk Radio. In the next several months, CSC Talk Radio will be reaching out in different ways to help keep you informed. Get involved and share the education. As always, Beth Ann needs your help and support. Visit the website, support our sponsors, join the show on Facebook, follow Beth Ann on Twitter, contribute as you can. Whether on air, online, or social media, we need all avenues as we bring in the fold and bring America home.
Have returned. Well, the article I wanted to share with you is going to wait because we have some callers and I want to go straight to the callers. We have Elizabeth from New Mexico. Elizabeth, how are you today? Oh, I'm mistaken. I'm sorry. I was looking at an old thing. All right, we have. I want to share with this. Let's share this with you. This is by Alfonso D'Amato. Now, he served in the U.S. Senate from 1981 to 1998, as a Republican from New York. He is the managing director of Park Strategies. Well, he has titled this The Three Amigos. And he's talking about Jeb, Cruz, and Kasich. But when he believes in his own heart that they should back Trump. Now, I'm going to get into this because I think it's interesting what he says he has done here. He says, "I recently had the exchange of trying to explain to my 8-year-old son, Alfonso, the story of this summer's National Republican Convention and how three men broke their promise to stand with the man who won a rough and tumble primary for president, fair and square. Knowing that Alfonso wouldn't mind me mixing my character metaphors, I entitled the story Three Amigos and the Tooth Fairy. Now, he starts out with Kasich. He says the first amigo was Ohio Governor John Kasich. He personally supported John Kasich, he says, from the beginning of his primary ran. I supported him from the beginning. He was run knowing that no Republican has ever captured the White House without winning Ohio. That was one reason he promoted John, and he said John has enjoyed a superb record as Ohio's governor, and he has served 12 years in the House, rising the position of chairman of the Budget Committee, and Congress actually balanced the budget. So he did support Kasich, but he says, like the other presidential candidates, he said, pledged to support the winner of the primary, but promptly broke that commitment, declined to appear at his party's convention, and in case no one got the message, he refused to even greet the Republican delegates who came to his state. Now think about that. He wasn't only not supporting Trump, he refused to even meet or greet the delegates as they came into his state, and that is quite an honor when you're the governor of the state that has the convention. He said, then there is Jeb Bush, the second amigo. I keep thinking of the movie, The Three Amigos. When the Republican Party has done for him and his family is to permit them to make American history by electing two presidents and two governors with the name Bush. But that wasn't enough. This year they felt entitled to have a third president in the family. But when Jeb's campaign collapsed, the amigo forgot his pledge to support the winner and disappeared. The elitist political family couldn't handle the fact that their dynasty had run its course. Then he goes on and he talks about Ted Cruz, the third amigo, he says. Rather than use the primetime convention speech to speak of the unity for the party and welcoming diverse opinions, a petulant Cruz urged the convention to vote your conscience. How the great constitutionalist, who pledged to support the winner, conveniently broke his word. He became a political suicide bomber who blew himself up, revealing in the process that his campaign was never about ideas, but cynical personal ambition. Now, this is Alfonso D'Amato's opinion here. Then he said there's the Tooth Fairy. And the Tooth Fairy, he calls, is Mitt Romney. As the GOP presidential candidate, it is often said that the cheapest people in the world are politicians, and the second cheapest our former politicians. He said he made a mistake by voting for Mitt Romney in the last time around. He said, I plead guilty to that second cheapest, but I actually contributed a sizable amount to the Romney campaign because I thought it was so important that a Republican defeat President Obama. The money would have been better spent supporting my local animal shelter, he says. Now, I will disagree with him. I know he's speaking tongue-in-cheek and being facetious. But perhaps your money is best spent on your local politicians, your local candidates, your local elections. It is a shame, in my opinion, that these four men have done what they've done. And it goes on. I mentioned McCain. McCain is on a tirade against Donald Trump. He also declared war the last time he ran against the Tea Party in his state in Arizona. And he's worried he's not going to win this time. Now, I don't know how it's going. I haven't heard it from anybody in Arizona about McCain. McCain may have been a war hero, but he has not been an American hero as a senator. He is a liberal Republican. He is big government. And he's not fighting like he should for the state of Arizona or for this nation. He truly isn't. So, this was Alfonso D'Amato's opinion on that, and I thought it was a pretty good article. I thought he did a good job of explaining. That tells you right then and there that it isn't about what they claim when they run for office. There's no reason for them to hate Donald as they do, other than he's not one of them. Yeah, he misspeaks. He speaks off the cuff. I've put my foot in my mouth a few times, have you? I'm not usually on TV in front of a camera. But I have put my foot in my mouth a few times. Just unknowingly. I don't say stupid stuff on purpose. But it's easy to become defensive. Especially if you have the personality of Donald Trump, which is one thing that makes him lovable as well as one thing that makes you go, what? You got to accept the good with the bad, I guess, if that's what you want. It's the crisis that he's after that they hate him for. He's exposing what's gone on with the trade and immigration. Now he needs to stick to the reasons. That's all he needs to do is stick to the truth. Because America can see the truth. They're seeing Hillary lie. We need to make them understand those lies matter. Those lies matter greatly in your life. Because Hillary's lies have created the mess we're in. Hillary's policies as a senator, Hillary's policies and her doings and lack of doings as a secretary of state, Hillary's doings as first lady. She claims to be the female's candidate. She's not this female's candidate. I'm going to do whatever I can, and I've told you this 4 years ago. We cannot have Hillary Clinton as president. But we're finished as a republic. We barely have a thread to hold on to now. And we'll be done. You never hear her say a republic, do you? Never constitutional republic. Because that means you're in charge, not her. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Well, we have all kinds of headlines, and we have talked about Hillary's lies, and we have talked about Donald Trump allowing her to put him in a trap, which is what he did. And Rush Limbaugh was talking about that, too. He said he just fell for it. He just absolutely fell into the trap. Well, I have an article here about a school group. If I can find it, I've kind of shuffled my papers around, where they're going to start a satanic organization after school. You know, like they have the other clubs. But he says it's going to be a good club because they're not going to teach Satan. They're not going to teach that. They teach science, and that there are other things that they can believe in. So it's a satanic temple, and it rolls out that they want this after-school club. Well, if it's about science, why don't they call it Science Club? If it's about thinking for yourself, why don't they call it a thinking for yourself club? But no, they're going to call it the Satanic Temple Club, I guess, or Satan Club. Well, what they say in this article, it sounds a little familiar to me. Here's on the group's website, he writes, "We prefer to give children an appreciation of the natural wonders surrounding them, not a fear of everlasting otherworldly horrors. We think it's important for kids to be able to see multiple points of view, to reason things through, to have empathy and feelings of benevolence for their fellow human beings." Well, that doesn't sound so bad, does it? That doesn't sound so bad. Well, the Satanic Temple plans to use 2001 Supreme Court ruling that said excluding an after-school program because of the religious views of its sponsors is a free speech violation. a religious right legal advocacy group, the Alliance Defending Freedom, and the Liberty Council were part of that effort. So this man's name is Messner. His last name is Messner. He said the Liberty Council efforts led to the creation of the after-school Satan clubs and told USA Today that presenting the Satanists to the general public as hosts of an after-school club presents a positive message. When they see people living normal, healthy, productive lives and being decent people, it makes them think more critically of the claims being put forth by evangelicals. It sounds a little bit like liberal progressives, and it sounds a little bit like humanism. And I'm okay with them teaching the kids to think for themselves. I'm okay if they're really teaching science, but let's talk about science. We have a group of scientists on one hand that have told you, and by the way, they get government money, they have told you that we need to fear climate change, that we have caused the destruction of this earth. And on the other hand, we have other scientists who, by the way, did not receive government money. And in their research, they say, no, there's really no evidence to that, no truth to it, really. That it is a cycle. And that we're actually heading into, some of them believe we're actually headed into a cooling down. We're going to go into a mini ice age again. Like we were before I was living, before you were living. I mean, it's been a few years back. So let's talk about which scientists do we believe? Hillary's bunch and Obama's bunch and the EPA and all of those, they want you to be punished if you believe these scientists over here that do not receive government money over these scientists over here who do receive government money. So what are they going to teach these kids in this when they teach them that there's more than one way to look at things? You better tell them, if we're talking about government policies and the EPA and Agenda 21, that they'll be punished if they believe the wrong thing. Now, let me talk about that punishment. I know that has nothing to do with that article. But what they plan to do with that punishment is tax you. They will put more businesses out of business. Hillary wants to close down the coal industry. And I can't understand for the life of me why anybody in the coal states would vote for Hillary Clinton. Because she's going to put you out of business. That's her agenda. So don't believe that she loves you. And she's going to take care of you. Don't believe that for a second. And what's it going to do to your bills? I have another article here where it says these climate change regulations will increase your electric bill. Of course they're going to increase your electric bill. But then, you know, you really don't need that much electricity in the summer because you need to turn off that air conditioning because it's more dangerous than ISIS. You got to be careful. You got to be careful. That's another one of those lies. And if you don't believe it, they're going to punish you for it. Well, when they turn off their air conditioners and they sell all their vehicles and they buy one of those little things that just looks like a bug going down the road, I'll believe they're serious. I'll believe they're serious when they start making those sacrifices they expect you to make. If people lived without air conditioning years and years ago, but it sustains life right now for our elderly, for those that are sick, those in the hospitals, in our homes. I mean, we're all used to it now. you go out in that heat and you're gonna suffer greatly. They also used to have a lot of heat stroke. They still do if you work out in that weather. But climate change is a bigger threat, and air conditioning is more evil than ISIS. So what I think Trump should do because of the poison in the politics today, I believe he should stick to the facts. All the facts about Hillary Clinton. Tell the truth while she's telling the lies. And I think Americans will see it. But don't go defensive with the Gold Star families, because they're already grieving. And Hillary's using them. She's using them. Just like she uses all the women. Just like she's using all the races that are minorities. And making promises that she never intends to keep. Politics is poison. And the government is truly you. You never hear Hillary Clinton say, constitutional republic. They're always talking about their democracy. Well, let's stand up, republic. Because it's time that we work together to bring truth back and bring America home.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House. Only $13.99.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights. All packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers. We know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed. And that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. And request your subscription to The Pen today.
CSC Talk Radio is making available 2 pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.